Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 286 entitled, Again I Say, Choose Life. By God's grace, I have been fasting on a regular schedule, but it was not being done with consistent prayer and spending time with the Lord. I was doing so on a rotating schedule every third week for 3 days. Even though I continued to do so until recently, I read a scripture that convicted me. And although this scripture references the Sabbath, I began to ponder it in my spirit. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath day of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 11 of the King James Version. I want to explain why this was wrong for me. On those days, I work 12-hour shifts, which doesn't leave room for much else, and it wasn't sitting well in my spirit. I was too exhausted to pray and to really focus on praising and worshiping the Lord in the way that He deserves to be loved. Now, don't get me wrong. This may depend on how long you are fasting, when the Lord may command you to do so, and other factors that may make it impossible to avoid spending certain times honoring Him. But I was trying to do what was convenient for my flesh. Because by the time I got home, did my nightly routine and got ready for bed, I was so tired that I slept, which made it easier to get through those food cravings. The Sabbath is meant to be holy, set apart and dedicated to God. Blessed and made holy, set apart for His purposes. The Amplified Version expounds on this as being sanctified. And being hallowed is signified as removing something from common use to a sacred status, requiring reverence and purity. Thus, the realization hit me that I was not being obedient to God's word. And once the Holy Spirit chastises us in a matter, we must ask for forgiveness and truly repent. You see, our flesh is always looking for what the Lord can do for us and what He can give us, with little or nothing in exchange for His precious gifts. Then we wonder why we bear no fruit. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Now, this scripture also refers to the Sabbath, but it is aligned with the precepts for fasting. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Isaiah chapter 58, verses 13 to 14 of the King James Version. Let me impress upon you the relevance of taking the time to seek God's face. God doesn't want to hear our idle speech, let alone what pleases us. It is not about us, but His word and His goodness, for He is worthy of this as our Heavenly Father. When I was fasting, I was dieting. There is no power in that. No spiritual breakthroughs, no humility, no repentance, and most of all, no focus on God. Fasting and praying are synergistic virtues. Meditate on this. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed. He was being tortured and tormented by spirits. For oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. Unclean spirits causing physical, mental, and spiritual harm. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him thither to me. To be called faithless and perverse is a rebuke of their lack of trust and spiritual distortion. The former, also as unbelieving, is a failure to trust in God's power, even after witnessing miracles and receiving authority. These two, unbelief and a lack of faith, then become parasitic tendencies, being the antagonistic vices of synergistic virtues, leading to the latter as you become distorted and corrupt, walking in spiritual apathy, having turned away from God's righteousness. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Matthew chapter 17, verses 14 to 21 of the King James Version. Fasting also creates sensitivity to God's voice, removing distractions and focusing the mind on divine guidance. Read the entire 9th chapter of the book of Daniel as I focus on a few verses. So I directed my attention to the Lord God to seek Him by prayer and supplications, with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed and said, O Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps His covenant and extends loving kindness, mercy toward those who love Him and keep His commandments. We have sinned and committed wrong, iniquity, and have behaved wickedly and have rebelled, turning away from Your commandments and ordinances. Further, we have not listened to and heeded Your servants, the prophets, who spoke in Your name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. Righteousness belongs to You, O Lord, but to us, confusion and open shame. As it is this day to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and to all Israel, those who are nearby and those who are far away, in all the countries to which You have driven them because of the treacherous acts, trespasses of unfaithfulness which they have committed against You. While I was still speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God in behalf of the holy mountain of my God, while I was still speaking in prayer and extremely exhausted, as He pressed on in fervent, fiery, sincere, heartfelt prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the earlier vision, came to me about the time of the evening sacrifice or oblation. He instructed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I have now come to give you insight and wisdom, skill and understanding. Daniel chapter 9, verses 3 to 7 and 20 to 22 of the Amplified Version. Prayer and fasting brings the flesh under submission through self-discipline. This is how we decrease so that the Holy Spirit may increase. Even now, says the Lord, turn and come to me with all your heart in genuine repentance, with fasting and weeping and mourning, until every barrier is removed and the broken fellowship is restored. Rip your heart to pieces in sorrow and contrition, and not your garments putting on a show. Now return in repentance to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, faithful to His covenant with His people. And He relents His sentence of evil when His people genuinely repent. Who knows whether He will relent and revoke your sentence and leave a blessing behind Him? even a grain offering and a drink offering from the bounty he provides you for the Lord your God. Joel chapter 2, verses 12 to 14 of the Amplified Version. Read the second chapter of Joel in its entirety so that you don't become confused. Babylon's judgment is set. This is for those who call on the name of the Lord in truth and sincerity. Thank you for joining me again as we go into the 30th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. It is a blessing to be able to do this, not just for that one person that may truly be paying attention, but for myself. One of my continual requests of the Lord, Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I may not sin against thee. Psalm 119, verse 11 of the King James Version. As we begin, it is written, Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3 of the King James Version. Don't expect God to just show up. There is a key precept that must be in place. Obedience. And not just in one, but in all his commandments. Because when do we remember the Lord? When we know that he alone is God. When we are desperate and in trouble, and there is no man that can save us. You can't call him without humility, for his promises are glorious. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? James chapter 2, verse 20 of the King James Version. And that faith is expressed through obedience. This is made clear in the 22nd verse of the Amplified Version. And it shall come to pass when all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse which I have set before thee, because it is your choice whether to do good or evil. And thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations whither the Lord thy God has driven thee, and shalt return unto the Lord thy God, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day. Thou and thy children with all thine heart and with all thy soul. This is that true humility with repentant hearts after the confession of our sins and earnest pleas for forgiveness. That then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations whither the Lord thy God hath scattered thee. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 1 through 3 of the King James Version. The Lord brought me to a passage of scriptures to confirm his glorious promise. As the synagogue of Satan is being cast out of this land, confirmed by Pastor Thibault that God is cleansing his land. As for me, I literally looked up, and this is what was opened before me. It is significant to me because I have been praying not only that I may see it, but that I am prepared to enter in and receive everything that he has for me. Now therefore, thus says the Lord God of Israel concerning this city of which you say, It is given into the hand of the king of Babylon by sword and by famine and by virulent disease, pestilence. Behold, I will gather them out of all the countries to which I have driven them in my anger, in my wrath and in great indignation. And I will bring them back to this place and make them live in safety. They will be my people, and I will be their God. And I will give them one heart and one way, that they may reverently fear me forever, for their own good and for the good of their children after them. I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will do them good and not turn away from them. And I will put in their hearts a fear and reverential awe of me, so that they will not turn away from me. I will rejoice over them to do them good. And I will faithfully plant them in this land with all my heart and with all my soul. How great a promise is this! For thus says the Lord, just as I have brought all this great disaster, this great evil on this people, so I am going to bring on them all the good that I am promising them. Fields will be brought in this land of which you say, it is desolate without man or animal. It is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. It will be plundered, empty, ruined, and abandoned. It will seem as if it will be taken by others again, but we will claim our possession. People, Israel, will buy fields for money, sign deeds, seal them, and call in witnesses in the land of Benjamin, in the places around Jerusalem, in the cities of Judah, in the cities of the hill country, in the cities of the lowland, and in the cities of the south, the Negev. For I will restore their fortunes and release them from exile, says the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 32, verses 36 to 44 of the Amplified Version. This is a covenant oath from the mouth of the Lord. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13 of the King James Version. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Numbers 23, verse 19 of the King James Version. As for me, I stagger not at the promise of God through unbelief, but am strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he has promised, he is able to perform. Romans chapter 4, verses 20 to 21 of the King James Version. It gets better. From him who has the capability to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ever hope for. Even if any of your dispersed are at the ends of the earth, the Lord your God will gather you together from there, and from there he will bring you back. The Lord your God will bring you into the land which your fathers possessed, and you will take possession of it. And he shall make you prosper and multiply, even more than your fathers. And the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the hearts of your descendants. That is, he will remove the desire to sin from your heart, so that you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul, so that you may live as a recipient of his blessing. The Lord your God will inflict all these curses on your enemies and on those who hate you, who have persecuted you. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 4 to 7 of the Amplified Version. Please listen. There is a caveat to this. And why shouldn't there be? What kind of father would he be if he did not require holiness? These laws are for our good, to preserve life. Righteousness is a reflection of God's nature and his justice. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. He will not abide in darkness, and he will not share his glory with another. Because to do otherwise is to be in direct rebellion, willful defiance, and resistance against God's authority. And Samuel said, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry." 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 22 to 23a of the King James Version. And you shall again listen to and obey the voice of the Lord, and do all his commandments which I command you today. Then the Lord your God shall make you abundantly prosperous, plenteous in everything that you do. Now let me switch up for a second to the KJV. In the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land, for the Lord will again delight over you for good, just as he delighted, rejoiced over your fathers. And again, if you listen to and obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book of the law, and if you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, your entire being. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 8 to 10. God's laws are clearly espoused. They are not difficult to understand. They are not only heard and spoken aloud, but were to be written down for reflection. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 to 9 of the King James Version. One of the many purposes that Jesus fulfilled was to show us that we are able to navigate this life in grace and holiness, with contentment, perseverance, and by divine power. In all things, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who loves us. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. It is Christ that makes intercession for us. Who shall ever separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Just as it is written and forever remains written, for your sake we are put to death all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors and gain an overwhelming victory through Christ Jesus, who loved us so much that he died for us. For I am convinced and continue to be convinced beyond any doubt that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present and threatening, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature or created thing will be able to separate us from the unlimited love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 8, verse 33 and 35 to 39. I know how to get along and live humbly in difficult times. And I also know how to enjoy abundance and live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing life, whether well fed or going hungry, whether having abundance or being in need. I can do all things which he has called me to do through him who strengthens and empowers me to fulfill his purpose. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. Philippians chapter 4, verses 12 to 13 of the Amplified Version. God says through Moses, "For this commandment which I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you, nor is it out of reach. It is not a secret hidden in heaven that you should say, 'Who will go up to heaven for us and bring it to us?' so that we may hear it and obey it. Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, 'Who will cross the sea for us and bring it to us, so that we may hear it and obey it?' But the word is very nigh unto you, in your mouth and in your heart, so that you may obey it, that you may do it. Listen closely. I have set before you today life and good, prosperity, and death and adversity, evil. In that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk, that is to live each and every day in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, precepts, so that you will live and multiply and that the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you are entering to possess. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 11 through 16 of the King James Version. Did you notice that God equates prosperity with being and doing good? That is why it is written, "For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Matthew chapter 16, verse 26 of the King James Version. There is nothing you can give because not only is it priceless, but it does not belong to you or Satan or anyone else. You have no right to it. It belongs to God. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7 of the King James Version. I don't know if the grifters understand this, who have been stealing from the poor for centuries, and even now, while the complicit say, "What does it matter, as long as we are not destitute and alone?" The grifters who are fleecing at an astronomical level while still asking for more. $200 billion to fund an unjustified war. You want us to pay that out of our two mites while you give nothing out of your embezzled and skimmed loot. Your booty and misappropriated funds. Your ill-gotten plunder. The audacity. But if your heart turns away and you will not hear and obey, but are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you will surely perish. You will not live long in the land which you crossed the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you today that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Therefore, you shall choose life in order that you may live, you and your descendants, by loving the Lord your God, by obeying his voice, and by holding closely that thou mayest cleave to him. For he is your life, your good life, your abundant life, your fulfillment, and the length of your days, that you may live in the land which the Lord promised, swore to give to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 17 to 20 of the Amplified Version. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me. As this prophet has described, given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness and untruths, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are not referenced on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. For revelation of true end times prophecy, please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. Also, if you desire a deeper revelation of who you are as a people, visit School of the Hebrews with Pastor Omar Tabo, a man of God. And when you need help with praying effectively and with fire, as it is written, the fervent, effectual prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Visit Saturday Recharge with Sister J or J for Jesus. God is calling his people. Thank you again. Thank you.